This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. How you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing good.
You're okay over there?
I am.
Feeling the good vibes and the variety?
I am super stoked and ready to hit the weekend. Yes.
I know. Oh my God.
Super into it.
I love the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Not the performer. I do think that the... Yes.
Woo! This hotel stuff always divides everyone.
Right. Well, there's the people who can take it and the people who can't.
Sorry, that's pure hypochondriac behavior. Next person. Hotel carpets are disgusting. I always wear my flip-flops.
there's a happy medium in there somewhere. Pick your day at Outside Lands. Today's the last day. Mason coming your way this afternoon at 12:05, just afternoon. She's got one more pair of Pick Your Day tickets, and then Jane... Every hour during her show, 305, 405, 5, and 605. Listen for code words. Text that to our contest line, and you get to pick which day you want to go. And there's great lineups all 3 days. So you can go to OutsideLandsSF.com, and then you go through the whole lineups. And decide, oh, I just simply must go on Saturday. Or whenever. You get to pick. That's the whole thing. Mm. August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. So 12:05 is your next chance. To win, 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 like Taylor's always doing. Winning, winning, winning. It's probably a song's called, you know, winning. Winning, again, duh. So, Taylor Swift got her catalog bought out from underneath her by Scooter Braun and whatever his company was back in the 20-teens. In 2019, he sold her catalog. He divested himself to a company called Shamrock. And Shamrock went, and I think they spent around $300 million to get it off of him. Meanwhile, she was busy re-recording all her old records, and all of her fans knew that what you wanted was Taylor's version of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she was undermining that. And for someone who owned that and had paid $300 million, they were like, wow, every single album that comes out makes our catalog worth less. And so in the end, they offered it back to her and she did buy it. So Taylor Swift now owns all her stuff. One of the things that I think for around $300 million. What I think it was.
So what they spent, they got
around
back.
Around that,
okay.
Yes. Maybe she, you know, she's called it a good faith deal, blah, blah, blah. Good faith deal. The ultimate price was far closer to the $300 million that Shamrock was reported to have paid in 2020. Than the more extravagant $600 million to $1 billion that I guess the New York Post was hypothesizing that they, you know, for her to buy it back, that's what it would be. But it looks like they just didn't want to lose money on it. And in the end, they're lucky that she bought it. She's doing just fine with all the other stuff. However, I went on to read a post that she put up. And it's in a font that looks like handwriting, but this is something, you know, for her fans. And she talks about how she's trying to gather her thoughts. And she knows if you're a fan of mine, you know, I've wanted all this stuff back. And I want to let you know that I'm freaking out. I was this close so many times to getting this. And now after 20 years of having the carrot dangled and yanked away, all of the music I've ever made now belongs to me and all my music videos, all the concert films, the album art and photography, the unreleased songs, the memories, the magic, the madness, every single era, my entire life's work. And it goes on and on and on, but that's like, you can feel it. Like it's.
She is extremely rare in the music business in that most people don't. Most people do not.
Right.
Not even close to own a percentage of their. And the you hear occasionally, you'll hear someone talk about it very frankly, and they will say, yeah, they gave us this money up front and then we had to go make the record. And it turns out that we had to pay for the studio time. So that came out of the money they gave us. And then we had to make videos. And that also...
In the end, they owned us.
Yeah. And we realized that we had to go out on tour and then we had to pay this thing down in order to... So before we even got started profiting, it turns out that we'd been on tour for 6 months.
It would be, and we were not quite broken even with what we owed them.
Right.
And then we still had to pay them for the tour bus and the roadies and the big rigs. And
so she's a very unique artist in that she owns everything now and had the leverage to say, fine, I'll go make everything and my audience will follow me, not you.
She also, basically what has happened now is that you don't have to worry about it saying Taylor's version. And that there are two complete sets of, she'll get paid no matter which one you own, or no matter which one you buy. That's one of the things. So there are now two fully authorized versions of each of the albums that she re-recorded. In fact, I want to say she was just about to release, was it Reputation?
That's what people thought, but in the letter she actually talks about that she was only about a quarter of the way done the Reputation album,
so she doesn't have to bother.
She was having a hard time making it even better than it was the first time, so she's gonna let that go. But she did say that the vault tracks for that will come out sometime, and her debut album Taylor Swift she has fully finished, and she said that will Taylor's version of that will have a moment.
So there will be two versions. That's interesting. I wonder. I couldn't tell the difference between them when we would listen back, you know, to even the same inflections, the same curly cues on her voice. Like, so
very
she was trying to make them different.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what she meant.
She
by
just
that,
re-recorded.
That
and
it's a great point. She made almost no changes, especially lyrics wise. Mm. Originals.
I think that's the problem is if she had started changing things, because most artists are like, that record is a snapshot of that time with us in that studio with those instruments, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
It's not supposed to be re-recorded. And if we take out whatever freckles are on it, it won't be that anymore.
Right.
And so it is surprising. I know why she did it, but most artists would say, I'm not re-recording that. That's of that time in our lives.
I will say the debut album, she was a much weaker singer then, and so she did have backup singers. I think there's even like a man's voice that supports her on a lot of the songs on the debut album, so I'm sure that wouldn't be on the re-recording, so that would be really cool to hear her much more mature.
And you're saying that one is completely finished?
That's
that
what
would
she
be
says in the letter. Yeah,
interesting. I did not read that whole letter. That is a long ass letter. But you are a true Swiftie. Like, that's, it's so funny. I got to the point I'm like, she's listening all the stuff she got, I'm like, that's great. And for the fans, continue reading on.
Give up.
I have full body chills. Like, I was tearing up as I read it.
Aww.
I'm so happy for her.
Well,
it's
I'm glad
so cool
that you're so happy for her. That's, you are a true fan. When you got your listening patterns back from Odyssey last year, was she your number one listen?
Every year.
Every
yep
year. How old are you? 30? And
yep.
So you have probably been like right there with her through every single one of those records.
Yes, I remember I didn't start listening until I was in high school.
But that would have been kind of... Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah,
she's 5 years old.
She had done
right.
a couple of albums already before
country
I jumped
albums
on country albums. And mm-hmm. I wasn't raised in
that's
country.
That's what
music
I was going to mm-hmm just ask you was, did you listen to the country albums first? I thought it was the ballsiest and almost stupidest move I've ever heard anyone make. Unbeknownst to me, she was going to go and crush it in every possible way. But when she said, I'm leaving country and I'm turning pop, I was like,
we're a pop station. We're already playing.
What are you doing? Like, you're turning off the people that built you and you're assuming all these other people are going to want to hear you before you've even done that. You're crazy. And then she's done nothing but crush it every single album.
Yeah.
So good for her. She called her shot. That's the old, you know, is that Babe Ruth? Points to the...
Yep.
Right over there.
We're going over right over here. And then does it.
Right.
Dang. That's pretty special.
I feel so lucky to have an artist like this in my life. You know, that when I'm 60 years old, mm-hmm, I'm going to get to talk about the way I hear you guys talk about some rock artists. So it's so freaking cool.
Yeah, she's great. She really is. I remember seeing her on the Grammys one time. It was years ago. she was still, she was maybe 20 and she did a thing with Miley Cyrus. And you could tell Miley was super nervous about it. Like she was a lot, I don't know how much younger she is, but she's maybe 30 and Taylor's 35, say. And but she was sort of fresh off of Hannah Montana and had just put out like a, you know, a kind of a grown-up album. And they did a song together and it was so sweet. And Taylor, even just the way she was looking at Miley, like, you got this, it's okay. Just push through. It was really sweet. It was just the two of them and an acoustic guitar. It was really nice. She's great. Okay, next up is, there's a couple new releases. Miley Cyrus's Something Beautiful is out this week. And we had talked about that a couple weeks ago. Garbage's Let All That We Imagine Be the Light and a Grateful Dead record called The Music Never Stopped. So there's a few things. And today we also have a new single from Lorde called Man of the Year. A weird recording. Sounds fuzzy and kind of transistory.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neat.
First person I thought of was Maddie. Man of the year, I mean.
Oh, yeah, man of the year.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, thank you.
Well, I mean, you're batting 500.
Oh, let me so do I'm my, do your, shake right, my sure. fist on each side.
You're killing it, kid.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So there's a little taste of Man of the Year, the new single from Lorde, and...
And I will say that this song starts off a little different, like it's a little slower, and then it kicks.
Yeah,
in.
I mean, we could consider. Lorde. I'm it's sure. Listen, Lorde. Keep it here on the station. I'm sure you're gonna hear all the Lorde you can muster and handle. Ozzy Osbourne is old.
Yeah,
dude's very old. In fact, there's even a I want to say there's like a documentary about all the crap he's going through that's either just coming out or is about to come out.
I'll watch it.
He's got everything. He's got all kinds of ADHD, Parkinson's disease. He's racked himself up on an ATV vehicle. He's fallen a million times. He's a mess.
I truly love Ozzy Osbourne. I'm a big fan. He has never, ever taken care of himself.
No.
He should not be surprised. Nope. We should not be surprised. Nope. He's a guy who's done all the drugs every day for all the times. And then the story is he even sniffed ants.
A line of ants, yes.
A line of ants. Like, it's just a guy that he shouldn't even still be here, and yet he persists.
So the doc is called, by the way, Ozzy Osbourne, No Escape from Now, and it'll be on Paramount Plus later this year.
Okay. He is playing his final show on July 5th. He's taking that very seriously.
All I can say is I'm giving 120%. If my God wants to take me to do the show, I'll do it.
So it's up to God.
Ozzy, you've got one show left.
By hook or by crook, I'm going to make it there, God. I've got this trainer guy.
Me bless you.
Helps people get back to normal. I'm giving it everything I've got. It's endurance. The first thing that goes when you're laid up is your stamina. I am having my blood pressure taken 15 times a day. I've got this effing device on my finger. It's a monitor for my heart rate. Also, I have ADHD and Parkinson's.
Sounds a little like Bane. From Batman.
No. No.
So anyway, he's and my friend Mike is going to be playing at that show. Oh, he was the drummer for him for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
And so he's missing my 4th of July party. Thumbs.
Oh, jeez. Will his wife be going with him?
Oh yeah. The whole fam's going to go. It's a big deal. It's like a big It's kind of like you know, when you're in bands and stuff and it gets incestuous and you use the same people and then these people do a side band and now their band comes in and stuff. They become like there's the backstage family. Like when you ever you go backstage and see Michael Franti, you also see like 20 other people that you've met at every single one of like all his family's there and you know, and his wife's sister and all their people. And it's so I'm sure it's like that because they're going and his daughters are going and it's a big gathering because this is it. This is the final Ozzy show. End of an era. And that's the end of your music news. What's coming up?
Quick text before we get into my last news break. Bob, why didn't Taylor include any of her songs from her first album on the Eras tour? I love Teardrops on My Guitar and Tim McGraw.
Oh, Tim McGraw was like a big breakout hit for her.
I know. It is so interesting. And she only did one song from Speak Now, which is the album that I fell in love with when I was in high school.
What are the ones on that? What are the big ones?
Mine and Haunted.
I don't know either of them.
Yeah, I'm blanking. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe she's saving them for the next tour.
Yeah. How about this, the early eras tour.
She did do an acoustic set at every show where she would play two songs, one on the piano, one on the guitar, and every single song from both of those albums got played via those sets.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's like very special. Thing. So then if you went to whichever show you ended up going to, you would see something unique.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Really sweet.
It was really cool, and it's a smart social media tactic too. It kept like every show, you know, there was new clips.
Well,
of
she's
new
nothing
songs.
If not savvy.
Yes, she sure is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Airports are going to change as we know them. I'll get to that birthday cake, trash bags, and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
When I'm alone. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice the Morning Show. It is Friday. Hooray. Want to scream, yabba dabba doo. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pictures from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Every day we put new stuff up there. Plus, there's links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week. Every Saturday morning on Alice.
It's going to be fantastic Saturday. So much good stuff.
I feel like this was another really great week.
Check us out over here.
Yeah, how you doing? Sup?
Hot today. Like mini heat wave hot for today and tomorrow.
That's hot.
Up into the 90s, depending on where, you know who you are.
You're the hot ones.
Won last night and stayed alive. The Pacers got to be like, oh, we should have finished them. Why didn't we finish them?
They want to do it at home.
Maybe.
Game 6 tomorrow night, 5 p.m.
All right.
There's that.
For those of you still paying attention.
Right. According to a new report, moving walkways in airports may be on the way out. I never really thought about it until I saw this story. Okay. My dad, my whole life, worked in airports.
Yes.
In fact, weirdly, if I was in the airport with my dad, he'd be walking around and everyone would be like, hey, Vince, nice to see you. And I was always like,
what are you, a superstar here?
My dad roaming through the airport. He knows everybody. What is this? Weird. But he did.
Yeah.
The place that everyone else on the planet finds the most stress and anxiety and all the stuff.
He's an inside man there.
There he is walking around. Hey, Frank, nice to see you.
Great to see you.
Anyway,
looking good today. How's the wife?
I never thought about what exactly is an airport doing that makes them money? Is it payments from the airlines to use those spaces?
Yes.
Is it
renting
the
spaces
fast food restaurants in the...
Yes.
They rent space probably. Too.
Yeah.
These moving walkways in airports are taking people past the stores in the airport too fast.
Oh.
And they're going to go away. Because the restaurants, the bookstores, the magazine, that's the only place I go where I buy magazines.
And the breaks in those things are so few and far between.
That's right.
That you wind up going past, you have to get off at the next thing and then walk backwards. And I've always thought, now that we have the ride-on suitcases, like, we're not going to need those anymore, you know. There's probably a lot of electricity involved in that as well.
According to a new report, moving walkways will be on their way out at airports because the kiosks they pass are losing business.
Mm.
Airports make money in two main ways. The fees related to airplanes, meaning these airlines that have to say, like, this is our hub. Yeah. This is our location. These are where we...
They probably pay for all kinds of things, you know, from the flight control to the runway maintenance, all the things that go into running an airport.
Right. But then the other way, primarily retail and concessions. Mm. The goal of an airport operator is not to get you to your gate as quickly as possible. It's to monetize your journey as much as possible. And moving walkways are bad for business. So as you see these start to disappear from airports, you now know.
Okay.
It's not just because people stand on them, even though it's called a walkway.
You stand to the right and walk to the left.
And just walk.
Just let people do their thing. Sometimes people want to look at their phone and not walk into a pillar.
They say
let it go, Maddie. It's okay. Mm.
There's also the cost of maintenance on these things. Yeah. The design makes them inefficient to use, with them not being very wide while trying to accommodate walkers and standers. Baggage, as well as people with mobility issues who need extra space and time. Mm. These factors have led to new terminals not installing them at all, and older airports will be ripping them out.
And they're broken about half the time.
It does feel that way. A lot of times one side's working and the other side's not. They're kind of gross too. They're like germ machines. Cause if you put your hand on the little railing there, you're like the 575,000th person to do that day. And all their E. coli and measles and all that stuff is all over that thing.
Gross.
Yeah.
Birthday cake trash bags are real and they sold out. Hefty released a limited edition birthday cake scented ultra strong trash bags to celebrate its 60th anniversary. Oh. And they say the price was really good, but weirdly enough people follow Hefty trash bags that they sold out.
How many people follow Hefty trash bags on Instagram?
It's just very strange to think that these things would sell out.
How many people do you... Earlier, I was very surprised to find out how many people follow that soap company, Dr. Squatch. How many people do you think follow that?
Yeah, take a guess.
Oh, Dr. Squatch?
Start with Dr. Squatch. It's a soap company. They make soap.
20,000.
Anybody else? 1 million. 1 million followers as of this morning.
Soap.
I'm like, what? People are following Dr. Squatch? They must have some great posts.
Dr. Squatch has... Oh, did everybody guess? Bob, did you guess?
Yeah, no,
didn't you just say
just
a million?
1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder if they do contests or something where you follow them.
Yeah, well, that was what they were doing today with the Sydney Sweeney.
There's always incentives. I mean, I get it. That's why you want people on your app or your thing.
So what about
it
this
doesn't say.
Hefty well, we can look
bags.
It up. We're looking
I've
it
got
up.
It looked up. So
all right,
you tell me.
I guess, well, if Dr. Squatch has a million, Hefty's been around forever, but also they're not as cool.
They're trash bags.
I'm going to say 600,000 followers.
I'm going to say 20,000.
200.
Vin gets the win. 25,700.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
That's it. 25,000 people follow Hefty.
But people want
and a million people follow Dr. Squatch.
Yes.
They need a better name, Hefty.
They have like no, I mean, their description is household supplies.
Hefty.
They don't quite get it.
Cinch sack.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
America's favorite gas station snacks are... Nothing healthy, that's for sure.
Oh, it's not like that.
Sushi.
That bag of cashews that I was
beef get. Jerky was number one.
Oh, beef. Now, are they talking about the Slim Jim? Or is it
That's beef jerky's different than the Slim Jim, yeah. I think. Rice Krispie treats are on the list. Skittles, taquitos.
Oh, they sell little taquitos. They roll them on the thing there?
No, I wouldn't think
oh,
so.
Oh, yeah, but... that's the taquitos you get that roll on the roller that sit there all day.
Really?
Yeah.
That and the hot dogs.
Oh,
right?
I don't... Chex Mix, Snickers, Bugles,
yes,
Starburst Minis, Nacho Cheese Doritos. You know, I drive down the coast going home often with gear looking for waves.
You're going to do
hoping,
that today.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Mm. And there's always this Chevron that I stop at, and I've met at least 30 listeners at that Chevron when I stop there.
Oh.
I don't stop there anymore because I don't need gas anymore.
Yes, gas is a thing of the past for you. Sure.
By the way, my friends at Frontier Ford have tons of the Mach-Es in stock if you're interested.
Really?
They just got a bunch of them. So if you're looking for that car.
Parking situation changed a little bit. I was thinking, I could get whatever car I want.
I very much. Oh, well, they like you.
I like them.
They're a fan.
I love that car.
Yeah, they're a fan. So if you're interested, I can.
He knows somebody.
You know a guy over there?
I'm winking at you as we speak. I do got a guy.
Why are you winking at me?
Because I'm trying to tell you I got a guy.
What are
you
trying? I don't know. I think it's Friday.
Anyway, I always, when I needed gas, I would stop there and get Doritos.
Oh, you get the Doritos. Now, when you're going to buy.
Some of this
is Doritos.
Doritos on the drive home.
Well, you need some energy for your surfing.
I do, but I don't.
What's your flavor on Doritos?
The hot nacho cheese is the
hot
one. So there's
cheese.
Nacho cheese, and then there's a spicier one. Mm-hmm. That was the one I was going for.
I see. Anybody
and that was happening like four times a week. Three, actually. But either way, it's too much.
Man, you had to buy gas that often too? Jeez.
I drive my ass off.
Yeah.
But no more. Now I just
drive plug home, in at home. In. God, it's good.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos are on the list of America's favorite gas station snacks, and so are peanut M&Ms. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Well, they better make gates closer to the security, baggage claim, etc. Some airports take miles to get from one place to another. It's ridiculous.
If you have mobility issues, then you can let them know. They have people who will get you to the gate. How many times you heard the little beep, 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 beep?
Yeah.
And it has a big light going. If you need help, they've got it for you. You can't count on those people movers anyway. Plus, just walk. You know, you got two legs. What is this, Wally? Come on.
Says the lady who gets to the airport 15 hours early. Just walk. You'll be fine.
Well, give yourself the time you need. It's called planning.
Oh, burn everyone.
Burn on you specifically. I'm looking at you, mister. I've got to pack my entire house, towels and everything.
Right in your face.
I don't like that. I don't like in your face. It feels bullyish. It's like, why is it going to be in my face? Stop it. Rubbing my nose and stuff.
Good morning to the best morning radio show. Tomorrow is my 40th birthday. Boy, they really know how to do it. They started with that and then they got a birthday shout out. The highlight of it all was meeting Sarah, Vinny, and the wonderful and quirky Maddie at Cache Creek.
Oh.
Sheila from Daly City.
How you doing, Sheila from Daly City?
And then the porn music kicked in.
Bow, chicken, bow, wow.
What's up, Sheila? It's real good meeting you at Cache Creek as well. Sometimes when I'm home alone, I sit by my pole and think about that moment.
Sit by your pole?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I keep a stripper pole in the middle of my living room because sometimes I just got to get it on all over the living room.
Okay.
All right, that's enough of that.
Well, that. I almost want to end on that note.
No, we're ending on that note. That's it. What else are we going to do? How are you going to beat that?
We can't beat it. Listen, I will say this. I did have a weird game that was planned, but I'm actually feeling like nervous about doing it. So I think maybe I'll save it for Monday. I'll save it for Monday and I'll try to prepare myself over the weekend for it.
Yeah, you prepare yourself all weekend long.
I'm going to prepare myself.
Get real prepared.
It's a game about your brain, your frontal lobe.
Don't you worry about your brain.
Tell it to Sheila. She's the one.
Sheila, how's your brain? Meet me here on Monday, right around this time. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Keep it here on Alice all day because Mason has tickets and Jane's got tickets and you want to go to Outside Lands and pick which day you get to go. Bob, great week this week. You're hitting it out of the park. You guys, what fun. Enjoy the Saturday morning special. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.